Guys, welcome to episode 118. I'm going to talk a little bit about warranty claims. So from time to time, I will work for a committee that has an asset upgraded or installed on the common property, you know, to replace. Perhaps they've had a hot water system replaced and now they find that there's an issue with that hot water system. It's not functioning as it should. And I'll receive a call or an email asking me to go down the warranty claim route. Now, sometimes this is a good use of the committee's money, paying me to go and take up the warranty claim argument with the original contractor, and sometimes it's not. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So if the work was done more than 12 months ago, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a contractor that will randomly come back. Also, if it's a $100 job or a $200 job that they did 12, 18 months ago, I think your chances of getting them to come back are slim to naught. So that's when it becomes really a cost-benefit analysis for the committee. So they pay me to send 3 emails to a plumber who isn't going to respond, or are they best off just to get a different plumber perhaps to go and check and rectify or fix the issue, and if they can describe what exactly it is that's taken place. Now, this is where it's critically important that, depending on the type of asset that's put into place, for me as a body corporate manager, I always like to get a copy of all of the documents that are relevant to that asset. So hot water systems will have component parts, and depending on what make and model, certain component parts will be warranted for certain periods of time. Other parts, it might be 3 months, it might be 6 months, it might be 12 months, it might be 5 years. But I have to go through that warranty and try and work that out. So that's why when I do work orders, I try to, as a rounding out of the work order that I've issued for the body corporate, is always ask the tradesman to give me warranty documents at the end so then I can keep them on records for the committee to have a look at. So yeah, cost benefit analysis. There's definitely going to be times when it's not worthwhile the committee chasing it. Where I can, I will spell that out to the committee. Now, at the end of the day, the committee makes the decision as to how I spend my time. So if they want to pay me to chase a plumber for 3 months for a $30 tap that was installed, they're going to spend $90, $100, $200 on me to do that and not actually deal with what's going on. But hey, that's their choice. I try to be commercial and let them know. Sometimes people don't want to be told. They just want to have the argument because they feel like having the argument, fine. But for those of you listening, I'm kind of on the side of save money where you can. So really, cost-benefit analysis, what are we chasing? What's the cost of just getting it fixed?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.